Hi, Gene Simmons calling. Sorry about the wait.
That's okay. All right, what did you do to get yourself banned for life on Fox?
Nothing. As a matter of fact, the lawyers are trying to figure out who had a problem. Not everybody likes Jesus either, but I stand by every word I said. Nothing happened, and hey, getting banned, that's good.
You know what? Allegedly, you barged into a staff meeting, you ripped open your shirt, and you still had your Superman PJs on underneath. That's what got you banned, because you had your Superman on.
It happens not to be so. None of that happened. Why would I stupidly barge into a meeting and rip open my shirt and do all kinds of wacky stuff? That's actually patently untrue, and we're trying to figure out who had a problem and who went to social media. Truthfully, social media never asked me for a comment or anything. Nobody went to a lawyer. Nobody hired their due diligence. They just went to the court of public opinion. So I can say anything I want about you on social media, and there's no repercussion. What were you doing in a bathroom with a 12-year-old boy?
Good point.
I can literally say that on social media, and then everybody would say, yeah, what were you doing there? And of course, you're going, your back's against the wall. You go, well, it never happened. I think you're talking about. So I'm going to say this clearly so everybody can hear. And, you know, the Fox people are nice.
Yeah, because you've been on there a bunch of times. I'm surprised something had a big dust up on it now.
Well, I think they're scared to death by anybody suing anybody, because they've had their fill of paying out all kinds of money to all kinds of people.
So just a few.
Yeah, so, hey, look, you got to take care of your business. They circle the wagons, and that's what happened. So I'm going to say this as clearly as I can. Nothing happened. I was never inappropriate, and I stand by every word I said. On the other hand, we still don't know who within Fox or outside of Fox could have been somebody who wasn't even there. We don't know yet.
The other thing he allegedly did, Gene, was tell a bunch of Michael Jackson jokes. I was bummed, because if you didn't do that either, I was hoping to hear some.
Oh, I do. Privately, if you and I got... Have you ever said any off-color jokes?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, you and I are both the same. Everybody does. We're human beings. So when nobody's listening, we use potty talk and we say all kinds of stupid stuff. And so do I. You're a human being. Welcome to Earth.
Don't you think we've become a nation of female cats?
Well, I don't think female is the idea.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm using a euphemism here.
I'm a big proponent. As you know, I have a mother. I have a daughter. And Shannon is my wife. And I'm here to empower and support all women. But the times are crazy, because social media is the disease. You can say anything you want about anybody. I don't mean me. I'm not crying and, you know, I'm well off and I'm a lucky son of a... Poor regular people gossip and stalking and, you know, there are poor young girls especially who've committed suicide because somebody goes on social media...
Oh, and bullies them.
I mean, and they start spreading lies about them. But in either case, talking about them, and some people are not equipped to handle it. Gene Simmons, bring it on. Give me all you got. I like it.
I think people are starved for attention, and also that's why I don't do Twitter at all. Facebook, okay, I can control my news feed there, Gene. But on Twitter, you can be anybody you want and say anything you want, and you're always guilty until proven innocent, no matter what.
That's right, always guilty instead of the other way around. There is no legal repercussion. In the old days, not so long ago, if you printed something in the newspaper that was untrue, I could sue you for slander.
Absolutely.
I could take you to court. Now in social media... Oh, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, and you're right to do, though. And then all of a sudden, one person tells another, and it's a big wildfire. Gene Simmons joins us here. He clears it up. It never happened.
By the way, being in a rock band, that's great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I still have my great day job, you know. Gene Simmons, this book is like a gigantic big coffee table book. We'll get to that in just a second. Quite the entrepreneur Gene has been. This is KISS 1977 through 80. It's interviews with Gene and Paul Stanley. You're not a total madman, because didn't you also, like, was this a couple of weekends ago, you did bring up a 16-year-old to play some KISS songs with you? Was it Providence, Rhode Island?
Yes, it was. I have a side band when KISS isn't playing stadiums and stuff around the world. I have a side band called the Gene Simmons Band, appropriately enough, and we have a ball. And one of my favorite things is to bring up folks out of the audience and just jam and let them have a chance. The Beatles never brought me up on stage, so I want to change all that.
Springsteen does that a lot, too.
That's great. I love that about him.
Cool. I was worried that you weren't going to want to talk about what happened with this Fox News business being banned from them a couple of weeks ago. They just wanted to come on here and hawk the book. So thanks for setting both records straight.
I care about the record. Let people say Whatever they want to say about me, bring it on. I love the attention, and it's all good.
You know, when we were going to school, you're a little bit older than I am, but when we were going to school, yeah, we had to take a different route home from school because we didn't want to go face to face with the bully until we had to. But now the bullying is just totally off the chain. You know, and you're like I said, I never died. I never heard anybody dying from bullying. It was a pain in the ass to have to do that until you started, you know, growing to be 6 feet or something. But kids right now, yeah, that's right, they're dying from online bullying.
Very sad. I would urge legislators to do something about it. Me, I never took another street home. You want to confront me? I'm happy to do it. But on social media, nobody confronts. They hide behind fake names. They're cowards.
Yeah.
So whatever you were going to ask me originally, the Fox, Schmox, everybody else, I stand by every word I said. And you got more abuse? Bring it on.
I don't.
The attention.
No, I just wanted to ask you.
I don't mean you. I mean anybody.
Yeah. Because I've had you on the air before. You don't know me from Adam, but you've always been a delightful dude to chat with, man. Kiss, it's a gigantic coffee table book, man. It's like over 300 pages with lots of pics in it. Kiss, 1977 to 80. And it's interviews with Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Man, you have yourself a great Christmas, and thanks for the chat as always, bud. And I guess the next time we'll see you on TV will be on CNN or MSNBC.